Well, Hopkins Junior High School, this is Jay Mason, one of your two adjudicators here at the Music in the Parks Festival in beautiful Yorba Linda, California on Friday, May 18th. It's a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to hearing you guys. And, wow, it's a good-sized group. So I'm a professional woodwind player here in Southern California area, and I'm here along with your other adjudicator, John Wortman, who is wonderful and will have a lot of great things to say and teach you as well. So I'm certainly hoping that you'll learn something from me. I always like giving my comments on tape in the form of critiques, so please take them as such. They are not criticisms. They are merely thoughts and suggestions about how to improve your performances in the future. One of the things that I try to do is, since I'm a professional player, that's how I make most of my money in life, is I try to think, if I was a musician on stage, what would I do to improve things? And hopefully you'll find those helpful. So a little bit of a private lesson approach, if you will, as much as I can possibly do under these circumstances. But I've always enjoyed hearing your groups, and it's always a pleasure to see you come here. So I'm going to put my recording on pause, and then I will be back when you do your warm-up composition. So I will put the mic on the table, and you can actually hear yourselves play. And you will find it helpful, I hope, to hear yourselves. And then I'll be back with those comments once we start. So thanks for being here. Talk to you in a minute.
High School Symphonic Band.
All right. Wow. Brought all your friends and family and 100 of you. So I'm going to go ahead and put the microphone here on the desk, and you guys are going to do your warm-up composition there, and that'll give me a chance to let you guys hear yourselves. You guys sound like, yep, see, your parents are clapping, your friends are clapping, the whole bit. Just a couple things right off that I hear that would be good. Work a little bit on even doing a better job with intonation, particularly on the inner parts. Doing a chorale like that is such an important part of warming up and being a musician. I mean, you have to do it. I do long tones on all my instruments. Every time I practice, and it makes such a big difference. And you know, you hear right away if your chops are good, if you're feeling right. You know, one of the kind of dirty little secrets about playing instruments is stages are different, temperatures are different, climates are different. You know, so if you're dealing with a wind instrument, or, I'm sorry, a reed instrument, your reeds may behave slightly different. If you're dealing with an instrument like the flute or the trumpet or any of the other brass instruments, your chops may be dried out a little bit. Maybe, you know, you're feeling a little dehydrated if you're at a high altitude or some climates, you know. We go here and play all the time, those of us that are professional musicians here in the area. And then I go to places like your neck of the woods, where it's a little cooler and there's a little bit more fog more often and that sort of thing, and that changes the way everything plays. So in any case, but it was a very nice blended sound. Really enjoyed that. I'm not quite sure what's going on. I bet my colleague can see what's going on back there, but I cannot see what's going on. And, of course, you guys had a nice long day today, coming all the way down probably today from the Bay Area, which is where I'm going in a couple of weeks. All right, here we go. Looks like a lullaby in the mirror. Good. The intonation on the flutes was starting to fix itself. Good. Clarinets. Come in like that, brass. It's really a nice entrance. Just be real careful that we're all in agreement here. Saxophones and trombones and trumpets and everything. So one of the things that's interesting about teaching wind performance, we all end up saying the same things. Yeah, very nice. When we play with just a little bit more dynamic, louder, with more air through the instrument like we're doing right now, suddenly the blend and the intonation and the balance all gets better, where you really know that you've improved and you're doing good things is when you play like this on the soft and the loud end of things. So let's see what happens here. Really great at 23. That's a nice forte. Thank you for letting us hear the melody and the tenor sax and the trombones and the baritone, everyone else. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, see, this is really pretty great. Right here at 33. Right, and then as we decrescendo into 35, it just gets a little bit out of tune. And they're at 37. Phrasing is very nice on the clarinet part. Thing I want to say is that as much as I'm critiquing intonation and a few other little things here and there, you guys are really listening. That's huge for players at your level of experience. Here's so many bands that don't listen. I hear the intonation trying to correct itself. I hear things blend, and I hear you paying attention to how you should play and have been taught. There's a sensitivity to your musicianship that I really like. Oops, I got ahead of myself here. On your score. Make sure all those entrances are right together within the section. Good, nice right there. Four bars before the end. Okay, flutes, get that pitch. It's better. Good, nice release. So for the most part, really nice playing. I think I mentioned everything I want to mention. It's great that you're getting a chance to play music like that and work on these things and hear what your musical instrument can do. It's just kind of amazing to me when people do choose to play music and then just don't work at it. It's obvious that you guys are working at it. All these comments are things that can improve. They're not, you know, wow, that was bad, or this and that and the other thing. Never look at it like that. It's a journey. I'm let's just say I'm over 50, and I've been playing music professionally since I was 17 years old, and I've been playing it since I was 6. And I want to tell you, it never ends. It's one of the joys of being a musician. There's always something to improve, something to always get better at. Never, ever, ever ends. It's really remarkable. So embrace that. Keep going. It won't just help your musicianship. It'll help you in any career or any other interest you choose to pursue. Can't say that enough. Here we go with Peregrine. There you go. So our lower instruments, we needed a little bit more definition on the first ba 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 ba. Just why he's looking at you. This is called A Traveler's Tale. Yeah, exactly. Trying to create excitement. It's like, woo, adventure, here we go. So you want to create that sense, ooh, what's going to happen? The more definition you put in there, the more that happens. Yeah, nice groove, percussion. Careful now. Don't lose it, guys. It got a little funny there at the end. Good. Things are getting better as we go. Call you out because it started off just a tad out of tune there at the Andante, and then you fixed yourselves. It was beautiful. Once you got it in tune, it was really nice. Beautiful little crescendo right there. Coming into 67 there, flutes and oboes, nice. Something we can all improve. You can use the woodwinds as my example. Right here at 67, both in front of it and there with the clarinets, as we're having a tendency to just talk musically like this. So, ba dee dee dee, and we're going da ba ba, just a little too chopped up. Connect your notes. You can tongue legato and still connect. So like right there, di-ah-da, not di-ah-ha. Yes, I know it's hard to go across the break clarinets. I just winked at the music as I said that. Okay, push it just a little bit, guys. Don't let it get behind. Come on, it's a traveler's tale. Let's have some energy here. What's going to happen now? There you go. Careful not to rush. Da 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 da. To agree on what that tempo is going to be, look up and listen. All right, Vincent Garcia. You guys feel like you're in L.A. yet? You got announcers talking like they're in Hollywood.
Sponsor director, Mr. Conway.
Apparently your students like you. All right, so to wrap this up, for the students who are new and have never heard the sound of my voice, like, now I sound like I'm from Hollywood, don't I? In any case, for those of you who've never heard the sound of my voice, I have a great deal of respect for this program and for your director. And you couldn't be in a better opportunity to learn how to play your instrument well than the one you're in. And so all of my comments are things that could help you play better. So let me do what I always think is the right way to do things, which is what's good. So, intonation heals itself in this group. Rhythm problems kind of heal themselves. Everything kind of heals itself, and you're all aware of what the music should be. One thing I want to really, really talk about is that, you know, if they're not mentioning very much in our bios because we're actually substituting for colleagues who had health and other issues today. So they didn't have our bios. However, I do a lot of movie and television work. And one of the things that I really, really like is when you hear music like the last one in particular, but actually both of these pieces are very movie-esque. And by that I mean they tell a story. And you guys kind of get where that's going. And it's very, very important because when you're playing music, it should have a point to it, not just like, well, let's just play some music, la, la, la. So, you know, like I was saying, it's an adventure, you know, Peregrine, Traveler's Tale. Well, what's Peregrine going to do? Maybe you don't particularly like the way that's written, but let's think about it, right? I mean, I do movie cues where it says 3M1 for something like that. But we have to convey to you, the audience that's listening to Frodo or Gollum or somebody, what that is saying to you. Any other movie. I don't know if you watch Simpsons or Family Guy, but I played on all of those. And, I mean, you know, something funny happens and you need some music to go with it. So keep that in mind. All of these things, you know, long tones and playing with great attacks and releases and in tune. And, you know, I said more definition. Those things add precision and our ears are able to better listen to the music. And it's just like communicating. When you talk, most of the time, you want to make sure your friends understand you. Well, when you play music, you want to make sure that your friends understand you. So keep that in mind. Keep working on your skills. Have a great time at Disneyland. Listen to some of that music there. You'll really enjoy it. All right. We'll see you guys next time.